and welcome to CDC ENS podcast series. I am Lara Martin from CDC Environmental and Social Responsibility team, and today we will discuss the role of the board on ENS matters. Why this is important? Okay, so ENS and business integrity matters are gaining space at board discussions, with issues becoming material to businesses' success. Is your board ready to respond to environmental and social aspects or business integrity issues? What expertise and commitment is needed at that level? These are the challenges we will be discussing today. In this episode, we interviewed Rosalind Kenya and Imone Akopure from Kina Advisory. Rosalind and Imone will talk us through corporate governance and discuss the key role that boards play in dealing with ENS matters. This podcast was recorded immediately after Imone and Rosalind delivered the ESG training for fund managers as part of CDC London workshops back in May 2017. Could you please introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do at Kina Advisors?
I'm Rosalind Kenya. I'm the founder and managing director of Kina Advisory Limited, which is a UK-based company focused on advising companies that are investing and operating in Africa. We describe ourselves as a socio-economic advisory firm. We provide corporate advisory services primarily on environmental, social and governance issues.
I'm Imone Akpofure. I am a senior associate with Kina. So Rosalind and I have known each other for many years. And when she founded Kina, I was very interested to work with her. I have a mix of development and sustainability experience.
Okay, so now please tell us a little bit about the workshop you delivered this week at CDC ENS.
So as part of CDC's ongoing training for its private equity funds and portfolio companies of the funds, we created a new module focused specifically on helping directors govern environmental, social and business integrity issues. It was a very exciting workshop. We had about 30 participants and we had two case studies and a lot of interactive sessions where we basically gave them an awareness of why business integrity, environmental and social issues are important and how as directors they can have better oversight of these issues.
And in terms of the regulation or the standards that are out there in terms of environmental and social and business integrity governance, so what it is out there and how expectations have changed over the years for fund managers and investees?
If you look at investors, they have much more demand for accountability. They want to know that companies they're investing in know how to manage these risks. You don't have to make the business case anymore. People accept that there is a commercial, a reputation, and a regulatory imperative to manage these rules. So investor requirements, very, very strong. Sometimes you also have local regulation, which requires that companies manage and report on these issues. And then we have a lot of global systems, the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investment, the Paris Accord in terms of climate change agenda, the new Sustainable Development Goals. These are all aspects where business is now fully integrated and being asked what it is doing to contribute.
So what were the most inspiring questions or discussions you had today during your session?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to say that it was really refreshing to hear different views right across the spectrum here. And I think, I'm sure Imone will agree that we learned something new. I mean, we were presenting, but we also learned something new. And I think for me, one of the interesting questions was, why bother to have independent non-executive directors if the regulations of a country or of a stock exchange don't require it? And because it's almost like we have almost taken for granted that that is the right thing to do. And so for somebody to actually ask that question, you go, yes, and you have to sort of think about why. And it's all part of the diversity of the board and the benefits of having a diverse board and having outside or independent non-exec directors sort of prevents a groupthink, because if you're all in the same company, after a while, you all begin to think the same way. And so having those independent directors really helps to break that and bring a lot more objectivity. But I thought it was a really good question, and somebody shows that people didn't just accept what was the norm, but wanted to understand what might be considered the norm these days.
Okay, thank you. And Emoni, maybe what were in your view the most interesting or some discussion you can highlight?
I was asked a very tough question about how you manage reputation risk and where management of reputation risk should sit within an organization, which actually I am still thinking about. So, you know, when somebody asks you a question that you have a response, but you have to keep thinking about, you know, it's actually a very deep question because, you know, reputation is obviously the responsibility of everybody in the organization. But if you have a problem, what are the processes you have in place to resolve that problem? And if it's an environmental and social issue, well, do you go to your ES team or do you go to corporate relations to make sure you are able to have a communication strategy? And this was actually quite an interesting thing to start thinking about in terms of managing reputation risk in a much more formalized process way.
So now, in terms of what are the main takeaways you would like people to take home from your session?
I think there was some view that this whole issue of the governance of environmental, social, and business integrity issues was too hard in certain geographies and with certain companies, particularly at board level. I mean, pushing through the importance of these issues. Now, I think both Emoni and I have the experience, yes, of being in or being involved in institutions where these things are tough. But I also believe that there is more of an awareness out there of the value of managing these issues to the financial bottom line of the company. So what I think I'd like people to take away is not to give up, not to see it as, oh, you know, we're trying to make people do good. I mean, every part of your business should be doing good, but to really ensure that this is seen as part of people's core business and to treat it as such. So to have a different mindset of, it's something on the outside that we are pushing in, and to think more about how is this integrated into making sure that the business succeeds in its long-term strategy. So, you know, we explained that one of the rules of the board is to set strategy. And so even at that level, as a board is setting strategy, to make sure that environmental, social and business integrity issues are taken into account. Someone mentioned how, as part of the case study, that because the company may not have been thinking further ahead about the impact of the current environmental and social issues on the business, they hadn't formulated a long-term strategy that took that into account. So for me, I think it's very important that right at the strategy, the business strategy level, these things are integrated into the development of that strategy and the thinking.
Emoni?
Absolutely. I think when you're looking at how you govern these issues or how you have oversight, it's not about the quantity. They really need to remember it's about the quality, right? To make sure that you have people who can really add value, who have relevant skill set to be able to discuss and identify these risks and opportunities. It's not just about risks. And I think secondly, it's not a standstill, final, one size fits all. It will continually evolve because the situation will continually evolve. Your risk will change, the company will change, and so boards have to learn to be very adaptable.
Thank you very much for listening to this ENS podcast. Our next ENS podcast will be released early 2018, where we will be discussing the challenges around land acquisition and livelihood restoration. In the meantime, if you would like to find out more about the topics we look at this episode or other ENS series, you can visit our ESG Toolkit for Fund Managers on toolkit.cdcgroup.com.